Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 7 and verse 21. Now this is an oft-quoted text, and from it many spiritual truths are learned. But none can escape the awesome and sobering and soul-shaking statement that says that everyone will not be saved. It will not be because God wants anyone to be lost. He is not willing that any should perish, 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. But it will be because people can be mistaken, they can dwell in false security, they can be deceived, they can be misled. At the judgment, there will be a very great difference in the outcome. Some shall enter the joy of the Lord. Others shall be commanded to depart from Him. Not everyone will be saved. Now, everyone will be at the judgment, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. But all shall not be eternally saved. Think for a moment of the words of Jesus concerning Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Yes, Jesus would have brought them to him, but notice the phrase, ye would not. When Paul and Barnabas were preaching the gospel in Antioch of Syria, Acts 13 and verse 46 records, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." He said, some judged themselves, they condemned themselves, they showed themselves unworthy of eternal life by refusing the saving message of the gospel of Christ. Now Christ taught again in Matthew 7:13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Friend, among the disturbing revelations of this passage is the relative terms that Jesus uses. And he is saying that more shall be lost than shall be saved. Now, one reason that everyone will not be saved is because everyone does not have a love for the truth. And Jesus encountered this attitude very early in his preaching. In the Bible, righteousness and sinfulness are contrasted many times by picturing one as light and the other as darkness. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, in John chapter 3, he said, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought in God." Now there are those, and we should be very careful not to allow ourselves to become such a one. There are those that believe whatever they think, whatever they believe, whatever they want, whatever they like. Why, that's going to be acceptable. It becomes far more important to them to do what they want to do, what they like to do, what they prefer to do, than what God has revealed. Now, when people have this attitude, their mind is closed, and the seed of truth cannot and does not penetrate. While knocking on doors in one city years ago, a place where I lived and preached, I met one lady at her door, but upon learning the purpose for the visit, she said, "I am of a certain religious denomination." She said, "I've always been one, I will die one, and you and nobody else can make me anything else. I will not listen to anything you have to say." Well, I suppose you have to admire her stick-to-itiveness. But what an attitude. Faithfulness does not demand a closed mind. She slammed the door upon us. But in contrast to that, It was less than 3 days that I baptized her daughter-in-law. But never could the First Lady be reached because she did not have a love for the truth enough to even investigate. She was wedded to what she already believed, not wanting to even put it to the test. Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 2 in verse 10 of those who received not the love of the truth. And again to the Corinthians, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. In the Bible we read about people who cried aloud against Stephen when he preached to them. They stopped their ears. They even resorted to violence rather than to hear the truth. Brethren down through the ages have been subjected to treatment like that at the hands of many people. And the sad fact of the matter is that not everyone really loves the Lord, you see. Even some who would loudly contend that they do love the Lord, they show by their deeds they really do not. And we make that statement based upon what Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Now, are we to think that we love the Lord even if we do not keep his commandments? Are his words meaningless? John wrote in 1 John 5 and verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. You see, we can talk love from now until the Lord returns. But we show our love by our obedience. Disobedience is a demonstration of a lack of love. The Lord wants us to be living sacrifices, Romans 12 and verse 1, and some refuse to give themselves to him. But some say, I am religious. Well, not everyone that is religious is going to be saved. And this is because many religious people have simply not done the will of the Lord. Notice that the ones mentioned in our text were not they religious. They were even believers in God. They realized they were dependent on him. They even called on his name. But they did not do his will. Every example of conversion found in the book of Acts is that of a religious person. Check it out for yourself and see if that be true. In Acts 2, the Jews were religious. In Acts 8, the Samaritans and Ethiopians, they were religious. In Acts 9, 22 and 26, Saul of Tarsus was very religious. In Acts 10, Cornelius, he was religious. In Acts 16, Lydia was religious, and the jailer, though not as religious as were the Jews toward the true God, he was doubtless one that worshipped the emperor, which was characteristic of those in the employ of Roman authorities. Yes, he was religious. The few who were converted at Athens were religious, as were the Corinthians in Acts chapter 18. However, just being religious does not mean one is right. Now, friend, Buddhists are religious. Mohammedans are religious. But they are outside of Christ. Christians are religious. But Christians are religiously right. Hebrews 5 and verse 9 teaches that Christ is the author of salvation to them that obey him. And unless one obeys, wherein can we read of his salvation? And there's another group that should cause those of us in the church to take stock and to do some serious self-examination. I'm persuaded that not everyone who is a church member will be saved. Now, those in churches that do not belong to Christ, they're not in that body that he's promised to save to begin with, Ephesians 5:23. Denominations are not the Lord's body. They are church members, but not the Lord's church. Just being a church member is not sufficient. In fact, membership in a denomination is a hindrance to learning and obeying the truth, because most people in denominations are content that all is well. But even all of those in the Lord's church are not in heaven yet. There's always the possibility of apostasy, and we have examples of those who did fall away. We probably even know of some among our own acquaintances that have done just that. There is this ever-present danger, and that is why we are urged to remain steadfast, why we are admonished to be faithful unto death, Revelation 2 and verse 10. True, All the saved are in the church. But to say that all in the church are going to be in heaven is to deny the emphatic teaching that we can fall. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them that do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. In the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, they were all people who had accepted the invitation to the wedding feast, but they had not made adequate preparation. There was more to being prepared than just accepting the invitation at the start. And there are some things we all will do. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God, Romans 14:12. All shall one day confess the truth regarding Christ, Romans 14:11. All shall be judged by the Bible, Revelation 20:10. All shall be judged, 2 Corinthians 5:10, but not everyone will be saved. It's left up to us, by our manner of living, as to which it shall be, whether or not we come to Christ. God wants us to come. God wants us to be saved. But not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker, Jim Boyd. Until next time.